The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, we're Carlene and Jill, hosts of Breaking Beauty Podcast, the show all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. On our show, you're going to find hella inspiring guests like Emily Weiss of Glossier, and you'll get beauty tips galore from the top pros in the industry, like Kim Kardashian's makeup guru, and you'll hear skincare secrets from the likes of Dr. Pimple Popper. Plus, you'll get shopping help with our Damn Goods episodes, where we review the latest products hitting store shelves to let you know what's actually worth your money. Listen every Wednesday to Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to Who's On Content, a show that explores and dissects the influential, behavioral altering power of content through thought-provoking, culturally relevant, and industry-shifting dialogues. I'm your host, of course, EJ, Head of Special Projects at DBA, and I'm so fucking excited for you to join me on this journey of getting to know the innovative leaders and creators in our insanely addictive industry of content marketing. I mean, if content is the only influencer of behavior, we might as well figure out who's on content. Let's get into it. Hey, hey, y'all. This is the solo episodes with yours truly, EJ. And today we're going to be discussing the content of reality, according to Bravo. As you know, Who's On Content is about influential people, influential platforms, creating content that is influencing our way of life. Whatever it is, this show is about dissecting that great content. We've been doing it with the interviews we have been having with amazing people creating content that's influencing you to make purchases or have experiences. The biggest content right now is Bravo. And if you have been glued to social media, you've seen that Bravo recently hosted BravoCon 2022 in New York City this past weekend. The girls was Bravo'd out. I'm talking all the Bravo celebrities are there. First of all, if you have appeared on a Bravo show, you are considered a Bravo celebrity. Not a celebrity, a Bravo celebrity. This is how you know that Bravo is on content. They have their own definition of talent. And so as a fan, listen, I love the Real Housewives franchise. I think a lot of people know that I tap in and I tap out. I'll tap in for season one just to kind of see how the girls show up as their real selves. And then I'll come back like season six or seven when like they've got glam budgets and the girls have moved into new rented properties. It kind of just gives me like, ooh, the glow up is real. And so what I love about the Real Housewives franchise is that no matter if I'm in season one or season 12, which is kind of where I ended up with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the girls, the drama, all of it is still the same. And this is why that content formula works. Now, get this. Bravo has 11 American installments, 19 international installments, and 23 spinoffs of the Real Housewives franchise. That's right. That's a lot of shows. Let's talk about the history of the Real Housewives. The franchise kicked off on March 21st of 2006, 16 years ago. With the Real Housewives of Orange County, the first episode of Orange County was so prolific in that I had, as a Black gay man, had never seen wealth accumulation in real people. I knew it from celebrities because they were movie stars, they were rappers, they were artists. Their money came from the content they were producing for our entertainment. But when Orange County hit the screen, I was like, wait, there's regular-ass folks with big-ass houses? What they do? What is their job title? And I really just started to watch the show more so for inspiration because you are peripherally influenced by the content you take in on a daily basis. And so taking in the content of the Real Housewives, especially broke in college, going to fashion school, trying to break into this industry, it was really eye-opening and inspiring to know that, oh, there are regular-ass folks, even though they were of a different race, living fabulous lives. Get out there and go get it. When the Real Housewives of New York broke, the girls were like, these women are in our backyards. Here we go. Over time, I connected with various characters for various reasons. By the time New York aired with Bethany Frankel was my everything. Now, there's a question mark because she's had questionable content. We're not going to discuss that here, but back then, when Real Housewives of New York was the show that it was, Bethany was that bitch. She had a career. She had a full-blown company. And when I tell you that I was a skinny margarita, like the bottle with the red top, the content was contenting for me. Bethany's character, Bethany's influence showed me the branding power of Real Housewives. Not just Real Housewives of Orange County or just Real Housewives of New York, just what Bravo was building in terms of a platform. When you think about how many people are watching regular TV, not going to the movies, but just regular network cable TV, Bravo is at the top. According to IMDb, these are the top 10 reality shows to date. The Great British Baking Show, never saw it. The Real Love Boat, Bling Empire. Let me say something. Bling Empire, if you're not watching it, just pause this episode. We'll be here when you get back. Go and watch Bling Empire on Netflix. TV gold, okay? The Kardashians, clocking in at number 4. Below Deck Mediterranean, Clarkson's Farm, Survivor, Ghost Adventures, Top Gear, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Now, here's what's so interesting. We have a show about baking. We have people finding love. We have people with an abundance of wealth. That is Bling Empire and the Kardashians. We have Below Deck, which is basically crews working for more people with an abundance of wealth. Clarkson's Farm, Survivor, people surviving extreme situations while trying to form tribes and friendships. It's giving life. Ghost Adventures, everyone's obsessed with ghosts. Everyone. And then Top Gear, which is a car show. People love expensive cars. And then The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The top 10 reality shows are showing us the content of life is how do I get the most money? How do I have the nicest things? And every now and again, I might want to bake a pie. And so if you think about it, our entire culture is influenced by us. We've now turned the cameras on ourselves. It's about the abundance of a lifestyle that some may be able to attain. It's really a tale of have and have nots. And I think that is just life in general. There are winners and losers. There's good luck, bad luck. There is this yin and yang effect that content is showing us. You know, there's the influencer with a million. There's the influencer with 1,000. Everyone's an influencer. It's just the size of your platform that determines your rates. And so the content of comparison of life, it is not lost on me that we all covet things that others have. It's just a natural human emotion and behavior to do. And though you may covet it, it doesn't mean that, you know, you should be jealous of what someone has. You may say like, oh, I didn't know that that was possible. And so I think when I think back to, again, when I connected with Bethany's character on The Real Housewives of New York, I coveted wanting to be successful. I coveted wanting to work hard, to be known for being of service and working for others. And so that's kind of like the positive of when you are exposed to what is possible. I think what we're now getting into, though, which is unfortunate, is when you have access to too much content, we really have not been able to filter out how much of the content of coveting we should and should not take in. And so this need for validation, this need for the perfect body, this need for more money, this is what is unfortunately the negative effect of reality TV. If now we see that there are regular, degular people out there in the world getting money, fortune and fame, and launching brands and having people scream their names and millions of followers on Instagram and TikTok and all the different things, inadvertently are now consuming content where we feel that we too have to create a very out of this world reality when just living life is perfect. When we look at reality TV, though it says reality, we must still remind ourselves that this content is for entertainment value only. Yes, we are watching real people live real lives with real drama that some of us may even be able to relate to, or even empathize with, remember, it's a TV show. A lot of things done for TV are for entertainment value. So when you think about that, take that content in and take it in with a grain of salt. Having discernment is really important when watching reality TV, especially now for our younger generation. I know social media is a dark and scary place. It is your reality TV platform. TikTok, Instagram, that is where you're getting reality of your favorite artist, your favorite influencers, and you are coveting their lifestyle in some way or another. But have discernment in knowing how content makes you feel. If it doesn't make you feel good about yourself, I say you mute that content. If the content inspires you because you see someone else working hard and you know that success begets success, hard work begets results, that is where you will then see who's on the content for your life. I just want to say, shout out to Bravo for giving us 16 years of amazing content. And now here's the thing. They launched with Real Housewives of Orange County, the most iconic franchise besides Beverly Hills is New York. But as we know, as it was recently announced, they have let the entire cast of New York go because week-to-week low ratings, fans have not been responding to the show, so they wanted to be more culturally relevant and are putting together a more diverse cast. That cast was announced, and it includes the one, the only, Jenna Lyons, queen of prep chic, queen of relaxed cool, queen of American style, fashion, preppy, whatever you want to say about Jenna Lyons, she is coming to a TV near you. And a lot of people through social media were a little confused on why an icon in the fashion space, who's also building a name for herself in the beauty space, she has an eyelash company and she also has a furniture line. Think about this for a minute. She has three brands, the brand of Jenna Lyons. Where could she go to rebrand herself and reintroduce herself not only to her fellow J. Crewers who knew her when she was the face, the everything for J. Crew for many years, where can she go to engage a new audience? Bravo. What franchise could she go to and what platform could she go to? The Real Housewives. She's in New York. This is going to be an amazing opportunity for Jenna to brand herself and rebrand herself to audiences across the country. I'm curious, and we'll of course do a deeper dive into this, of how The Real Housewives helps or devalues her brand. If we think about what Jamie Lee Curtis said during The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 12 reunion, that her appearance on the show netted her her best single day contributions to her charity, I think my girl Jenna is going to come out on top. So let that be a lesson that good content, plug and play content, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And Bravo definitely has a winner on their hands with many of their franchises, but the Real Housewives franchise, hands down. So stay tuned for more thoughts and thanks for listening.
Thanks again for listening. Be sure to follow us at The Real DBA and give us a rating and leave us a review. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.